of it catching.
Ah, good, good. Our best wishes to your husband.
Much obliged. But not to worry, ma'am. You'll find I can work the machine quite as well as he.
The machine? What machine?
The machine has brung me here, ma'am. Well, I brung it, but first it brung me, if you follow.
We do not follow.
I mean, ma'am, the very thing you asked Mr. Nesbit up here to show you. The new wonder of the age. Nesbit's speaking machine.
Oh, like the telephone.
No, ma'am, not the least bit like.
Mrs. Nesbit, we are not used to being directly contradicted.
Oh, ain't you?
No.
Well, then, not exactly.
Better?
Not exactly at all. Mr. Bell's telephone merely sends the voice across distance. My husband's machine actually sets down the speakings in wax to be reproduced again in the very tones and voices it was spoke.
And we commanded your husband to demonstrate it, did we?
You did, ma'am.
Why ever should I have done so? Where even would I have learned of it?
Your Majesty might have seen it wrote up in the Illustrated London News.
Oh, yes! The mechanical parrot!
It is not a parrot, ma'am. The gentleman as wrote it up was pleased to play Tom Fool.
But it says back what you say to it.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is fashioned to resemble a parrot.
No, ma'am, it ain't. That was all the illustrator's fancy.
Well, well. Where is it, at any rate?
He said I weren't to fetch it in unless you said that you'd like to see it.
He said? Who said?
The pink gent in the fluffy whiskers.
There's you, Sir Samuel, to the life. Well, yes, yes, by all means, bring it in, bring it in.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, come, come, Sir Samuel, don't give me the sheep's eye. After all, you know you are pink. Oh, great heavens, the thing's gargantuan. Maisie, ring for footman.
No, ma'am, if you please. The machine is delicate. I won't let anyone move it but me.
It doesn't look delicate. However did you get it here?
By train, ma'am. Three trains and a ferry.
Why, surely you could as well have demonstrated it to us in London.
Yes, ma'am. So I thought too, the palace being not a mile from our carriage works. But here's where I was invited, so here's where I've come.
Commanded?
Eh?
You were not invited, madam. You were commanded.
What, so if I hadn't have come, you'd have sent the army to fetch me?
Naturally not that.
Well, then, you invited me then, didn't you?
Are we ever to see this wretched machine, Mrs. Nesbit, or are we not? Off with the cloth, madam.
All right, keep your head... I mean, Your Majesty, I proudly present Nesbit's speaking machine.
Oh.
Ma'am?
Mrs. Nesbit, you told me it was not in the shape of a parrot, madam. You neglected to mention it was in the shape of an elephant.
It's no such thing.
It is, just like a little elephant, with its great wooden body and metal legs and its vast ungainly ear and its trunk.
That is the speaking tube, ma'am.
It speaks through it.
No, you speak into it. It then reproduces the sound through this horn.
So, it listens with its nose and speaks through its ear. Oh, heaven save the poor creature. And what's that it sits upon? Why, it looks like a sewing machine table.
Well, of course it do, for that's just what it is, as any fool may see.
Mrs. Nesbit, I fear you quite forget yourself.
Not meaning you by that, ma'am, naturally not. But Your Majesty has, most cleverly, put her finger right on the central wonder of the invention. There's no electrical current, no magnetic field. It is purely mechanical. And it may be worked by anyone with a pair of legs.
Madam!
Beg pardon? Anyone with the suitable equipment. The operator simply sets down here.
You are quite comfortable, I hope, Mrs. Nesbit.
Oh, yes, quite. It's no harder than a bench.
One does not generally seat oneself before one's monarch without invitation.
Oh, may I?
Yes, yes.
Now, the treadle, see, rotates the cylinder. Meanwhile, one speaks into the tube and the voice is directed to the diaphragm, see? Tight as a drum, holding a steel engraving pick. This by means of a traversing screw.
You seem most au fait with your husband's device, Mrs. Nesbit.
Yes, well, Alf's a very good teacher.
You certainly know far more about the intricacies of the mechanism than I should care to.
Ah, but that's it, you see. It ain't intricate at all when you get down to it. The engraving pick, see, that's mounted
far
on a...
Far more, I repeat, than I should care to.
Yes, ma'am, I see. Well, then, I'll just show you it working, shall I?
Capital.
So, I work the treadle and speak into the tube like so. God